Joel chapter 2. Blow the trumpet in Zion, and sound an alarm in my holy mountain, let all those who live in the land tremble. Because the day of the Lord Jehovah is coming, because it is near at hand. A day of darkness and of gloominess, a day of clouds and of thick darkness, as the morning spreads upon the mountains. A great people and a strong. There has never been the like, neither shall be any more after it, even to the years of many generations. A fire devours before them. And behind them a flame burns. The land is as the Garden of Eden before them, and behind them a desolate wilderness, yes, and nothing will escape them. The appearance of them is as the appearance of horses, and as horsemen, so they shall run. Like the noise of chariots on the tops of mountains they will leap, like the noise of a flame of fire that devours the stubble, as a strong people set in battle array. Before their face the people shall be greatly pained, all faces will gather blackness. They will run like mighty men. They will climb the wall like men of war. And they will march every one on his ways, and they will not break their ranks. Neither will one thrust another. They will walk every one in his path. And when they fall upon the sword, they will not be wounded. They will run back and forth in the city. They will run upon the wall, they will climb up upon the houses, they will enter in at the windows like a thief. The earth will quake before them. The heavens will tremble. The sun and the moon will be dark, and the stars will withdraw their light. And the Lord Jehovah shall speak before his army, because his camp is very great. Because he is strong who executes his word. Because the day of the Lord Jehovah is great and very terrible, and who can abide it? Therefore also now, says the Lord Jehovah, turn yourselves even to me with all your heart, and with fasting, and with weeping, and with mourning. And tear your heart, and not your clothes, and turn to the Lord Jehovah, your God, because he is gracious and merciful, slow to anger, and of great kindness, and he repents of the evil. Who knows if he will return and repent, and leave a blessing behind him, even a meat offering and a drink offering to the Lord Jehovah, your God. Blow the trumpet in Zion, sanctify a fast, call a solemn assembly. Gather the people, sanctify the congregation, assemble the elders, gather the children, and those that nurse the breasts. Let the bridegroom go forth from his chamber, and the bride out of her closet. Let the priests, the ministers of the Lord Jehovah, weep between the porch and the altar, and let them say, spare your people, O Lord Jehovah, and do not give your heritage to reproach, that the heathen, ungodly nations, should rule over them. Why should they say among the people, where is their God? Then the Lord Jehovah will be jealous for his land, and pity his people. Yes, the Lord Jehovah will answer and say to his people, indeed, I will send you corn, and wine, and oil, and you will be satisfied with it, and I will no more make you a reproach among the heathen, ungodly nations. But I will remove far off from you the northern army, and will drive him into a land barren and desolate, with his face towards the east sea, and his back part towards the west sea, and his stench will come up, and his ill smell will come up, because he has done great things. Do not fear, O land. Be glad and rejoice. Because the Lord Jehovah will do great things. Do not be afraid, you beasts of the field. Because the pastures of the wilderness spring forth, because the tree bears her fruit, the fig tree and the vine yield their strength. Be glad then, you children of Zion, and rejoice in the Lord Jehovah, your God, because he has given you the former rain moderately, and he will cause to come down for you the rain, the former rain, and the latter rain in the first month Nisan, March, April. And the floors will be full of wheat, and the vats will overflow with wine and oil. And I will restore to you the years that the locust has eaten, the canker worm, and the caterpillar, and the palmer worm, my great army which I sent among you. And you will eat in plenty, and be satisfied, and praise the name of the Lord Jehovah, your God, who has dealt wondrously with you. And my people will never be ashamed. And you will know that I am in the midst of Israel, and that I am the Lord Jehovah, your God, and no one else. And my people will never be ashamed. And it will come to pass afterward, that I will pour out my spirit upon all flesh, and your sons and your daughters will prophesy, your old men will dream dreams, your young men will see visions. And also upon the servants and upon the handmaids in those days I will pour out my spirit. And I will show wonders in the heavens and in the earth, blood, and fire, and pillars of smoke. The sun will be turned into darkness, and the moon into blood, before the great and the terrible day of the Lord Jehovah comes. And it will come to pass, that whoever will call on the name of the Lord Jehovah shall be delivered. Because in Mount Zion and in Jerusalem there will be deliverance, as the Lord Jehovah has said, and in the remnant whom the Lord Jehovah shall call.